Sita, was she not exactly exiled, or did she simply accept? See, when I said she was not exiled, I'm simply saying one thing, that the exile was not exactly of the same nature as was Ram's. Not sent into a forest where is no kingdom, there is no habitation, she has to live amidst the animals and amidst the Rakshasas.
Was,
wait a minute, let me complete. Let me complete what I'm saying.
No, let him
finish.
No,
that's fine.
We have to begin. We have to respect the speaker.
So the point is that Ram took her in the, Lakshman took her across the river. And Lakshman also knew Valmiki's ashram is close by. Sita, so it was, he could say specifically that he did not entrust her to Valmiki's care. That is true.
Yes.
I agree with that. But it was nearby, and that was the place that Lakshman expected Sita to go. And Ram told her, take her across this river. Now with respect to Sita accepting, yes, there is definitely agony. And that whole chapter is, as you said rightly, it's heart-wrenching to read the separation over there. So my point when I said that Sita accepted, that means Sita did not hold on to resentment. Sita still loved Ram and Ram still loved Sita. At that particular point, see, when some reversal happens, at that time there's a natural reaction which is desperate. So when Abhimanyu is killed, Arjuna is devastated. And there's a whole chapter in the Mahabharata that describes Arjuna's devastation at that time. And Krishna doesn't come and say over there, Krishna, you forgot the Bhagavad Gita, I told him, Tam Sitikshasa Bharata. Dhiras Tatrana Mohiyati. Krishna doesn't do that over there. So Krishna is actually very empathic. He's supporting, he's consoling, he's encouraging. So there are natural emotions which come under specific situations. And those emotions are not to be denied. So naturally, if Sita is separated from Ram, she's going to be shattered at that time. And that is not to be denied. But afterwards, she does pull herself together. And she does not, when she's helping Lava and Kusha to grow up, she is not, it's not like, see the whole, what I'm trying to do by this particular analysis is that we can't apply our cultural conceptions on that particular Leela. See, it is not that, you know, suppose in today's world, say a husband and wife have a divorce and the wife has the custody of the children. The wife often poisons the children. You know, your father is so bad. He did like this. He did like that. He did like that. Sita never does anything like that to Lava and Kusha. So the point which I am making is simply that it is not simply a case of, say, a husband abandoning his pregnant wife just for the sake of reputation. There is much, much deeper things happening over there. And when Sita, at that time her emotions are natural, but she doesn't resent. She doesn't hate Ram because of that. She doesn't plant hatred for Ram in her sons because of that. Eventually, she accepts. See, initially, there is naturally going to be something happens like this. Natural, not just protest, vehemence is going to be there. When Ram kills Vali, shoots Vali, Vali is furious. He says, how could you do like this? But then Ram explains to Vali what his reasoning was. And that time, Vali accepts it eventually. So initially, Vali's anger is there, expressed in the Valmiki Ramayana. But afterwards, Vali's acceptance also is given in the Valmiki Ramayana. So my point, when I was not trying to minimize the chapter, I was focusing on the principle that I was talking over here. The principle is that we can't simply project from here to there, from our situation to that situation and say, how could he do like that? There's a whole lot of other things going on over there. And what we can take practically is not simply literally go from here to there or from there to here. It is that we understand and appreciate the mood of sacrifice. Okay. Thank you. Hare Krishna. Yes, who had a question? Where is the mic?
It's going to be Mahavishnu now.